Timmy's house adventures near, so two is a maiden and fawn. A centaur and a dragon's here, with a wife and a steep on the lawn. Big Timmy's house, Big Timmy's house, fiddle-dee, widdle-dee-doo. He stomped the dragon and fingered the fawn, and is covered in wife and poo.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to another exciting Big Timmy's House Adventures. Last time we met up, we saw that the gang had found an orc guy that they were going to kill, and some goblins. As they're trapped in the goblin orc base place, could there be spooky things happening? Will they find Blumbo? Well, I'm sure you'll find out if you just listen to the podcast. Why do I always have to tell you what's going on? Why don't you do... You do this job! It's my... I'm just an old man! Well, see you at the end. Bye!
Right.
It's go time.
We need to kill this orc and then hide his body. And then hide into a room. That's what I reckon.
Yeah.
So I will...
Top priority is the goblin. He's trying to get back up.
It's up to you, Tan. You can either go run after the goblin.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Or I'll run after the goblin and you stay here and help Lee.
I'll run after the goblin then. Go on then, as I'm first.
All right. So it's...
Move my full six then.
One, two... Three, four, five, six...
Okay.
Can I see him?
Say with the torches in the room, definitely see this far. And you can see that he's approaching another door at the far end.
Right, shoot him. Shoot him now.
This man's having arrows in him.
Potentially.
Okay, using your crossbow, yeah?
Yeah.
It is not enough. You do have a bonus action.
Go on then, do it.
Are you still keeping with your crossbow?
Yeah, go on then.
Oh my god, the dice are not with you.
We had such good rolls last time. We're being punished for that.
Yeah.
The dice are telling a story. Milo, I guess this is what you get for standing your ground.
Yeah. I can still shoot him from there because I've got
a longbow.
Yeah. So I'll do double strike on him.
Okay.
At least that way there's two chances to hit him. If my rolls are crap on one of them.
Oh, so close to being a critical fail. Oh, come on. Your second shot.
Woo!
That's better. With the exact amount. Explain how he dies.
Right. Milo, upon seeing him retreat, screaming,
enraged with fury
at the fact that he couldn't murder all those orcs before, he shoots an arrow. The first one just sort of flops off the ceiling, and the goblin turns round to see what the noise was. At which point, Milo knew. This is the arrow that will pierce his head. Shot him, and it went through straight into his brain. And the goblin was like,
went into X-ray vision mode as you see the arrow in slow motion hitting his skull and the bone shattering.
Yeah. Luckily, nice. For a second, because the goblin had an injury where he'd been shot as a child with an arrow, and the arrowhead was stuck in his brain, and luckily, when the arrow went in from Milo, it knocked that out, and he, for the first time in years, didn't feel sublime pain, like, you know, horrible pain. And he was like, thank you, Milo. And as his ghost, as his spirit flew away to heaven, he was like, thank you, you've saved me. You are the true hero. And Milo was like,
Milo!
And Milo knocked his cup off the side. And spilled his tea.
I only said explain his death, but this, the rest of this is all in your head.
No, it's totally what happened. Just
as you see yourself on this pedestal as a glowing hero.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Lee's there with an orc going, help!
Yeah, I've got my back to Lee. Do I have any sort of
You got a move action and then like a minor action?
Just trying to think. Do I try and get closer to the orc so that Lee? Do I take a hit for Lee? Although
entirely
what...
up to you.
I'm just going to check my items. Do I have anything that can heal him? Wait a second. I've got those soaps, haven't I? I've got all those soaps from the house.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to move over to the orc with my minor action. I'm just going to smash. I'm going to smush the soap into his arm. Can I do that?
You're going to smush soap into his arm.
Yeah.
Should you do it to his eyes?
Yeah, I'll do it to his eyes.
So he can't see then.
Yeah.
That'll be an attack. You can't do that. You've already attacked.
All right, then. I'll just
you can do his arm.
I'll pour some soap onto his head.
Just start massaging his scalp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look like you could do with your hair being washed, even though he's bald.
He smells funny, so he needs to be...
You stink of BO. Here's some lavender bubble
lavender
bath.
Soap.
I'll sort of pour it on him.
Okay, and within the squabble, you manage to get some of the shampoo on his head as it drips down the side of his face, and he kind of glances at you with a confused expression on his face and then reverts back to Lee with the fighting and stuff.
Well, at least I helped.
Yeah,
he's just like,
whoa, stop that.
he's just like, I don't know what this is.
How are you doing?
It smells quite nice.
Lee.
Oh, he needs to do a healing surge, doesn't he? So.
Yep. I mean, he's gonna have to. That's it is for his turn, isn't it? Really.
The healing surge is the minor action, so he can still
attack.
All right.
Yeah. So he will heal for 6, bringing him up to 21. And his surge is down to 7, actually. I should keep that at the total of 8. And then actually, oh yeah, current surges, that's the one. So yeah, his current surges are down to 5 now.
Right, so let's look. Now, we've got a few powers. I mean, we could try and do Furious Smash, unless we do a shout and then I'm there. Because we've got Warlord's Favor here.
Mm-hmm.
It is for an encounter. Basically, it's like one ally within 5 squares of you gains +3 hit against the target until the end of your next turn.
Okay.
So we could do that.
Yeah, so that'll be you, not me. I'm nowhere near.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say what you've done is rubbed old herbs into his head as it's Giggles that has the shampoo.
Oh, okay.
Dang it.
No
herbs, just, you know.
I'm just going to see. Hang on. 2. Okay. Okay. The herbs are not particularly doing anything to him, so it's not as if they're acidic herbs or anything like that.
Oh, that would have been amazing. Yeah. His head just melted.
Starts getting acidy. That'd be great.
So it could have been that you're just rubbing coriander on his head.
That wouldn't surprise me.
So what were you doing?
Well, I was going to say Warlord's Favor is a physical attack, and then it gives
and,
me
one ally within 5 squares of you gains +3 to hit against the target until the end of Lee's next turn. So yeah.
Do Warlord's Favor then.
Yeah, let's do that then.
All right. And oh, it's a critical fail. Oh my god.
Oh, goodness sake.
Oh my god. Okay. So as he swings with that attack and completely misses with his greatsword, I'm gonna say that the greatsword was knocked out of his hand by the orc as coriander was being put on his head. And his sword is on the floor, so he'd have to spend his minor action to pick it back up again.
Right.
Which he can't, because he's obviously done that healing surgery. He has to do that next turn.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess do that first, then attack.
Yeah.
Yes. That's going to have to be it. Yeah. Right, that's
his turn then, isn't it?
So we can't... I'm being a little bit kind because I know the situation that you're in with this area. So some DMs will say that your weapon's broken. And I'm like, well, I won't be that evil just yet.
Thank you.
Thanks, yeah.
The orc now. Where's the... Oh, it's behind everything. Ooh, what's this? Oh, okay. I don't need to worry about that. All right, so I'm actually just gonna do a quick wisdom thing with the orc. Okay, he's still focused on Lee.
I was gonna say the thing could have distracted. Distracted him.
26 to his AC. That definitely hits. Causing 15 damage.
Oh, gosh.
Oof. This orc means business. He's not messing around.
It's just like... There's no way that Lee can heal enough to even, you know, get past it sort of thing. I think we're all going to die if he's doing 15 damage a time. Like, jeez.
I mean, he's getting very high rolls. Lee's on 6 hit points. I kept trying to say HP then.
Yes.
Giggles.
Right, I'm going to obviously do my 6 squares back to them.
Right. 1, 2, 3... 4, 5, 6.
Is there a clear enough shot for me to do a crossbow to him?
With two people engaged in combat, your wisest bet will probably to use a spell. Because you might end up hitting your own people.
Right, okay. Well, see what's... Well, that's it. Some of my spells do then have ricochets, don't they?
Oh, well, like a burst effect or so. You got base step. You got your wild form. You could turn into a beast. Chill wind burst within one. Okay, yeah, that will burst and hit everyone with the chill wind storm spike. However, hits one target, I believe. So the storm spike could be the way to go. What else you got? You got your daily wind prison. Let's have a look at that. Target grants combat advantage until it moves or until the end of the encounter. When the target first moves before the end of the encounter, each enemy within 5 squares of the target is knocked prone. That could knock you guys prone whilst hurting the enemy. Spirits of Battle, what's that about? Burst 5 within 10 squares. The burst creates a zone filled with ancestral spirits that lasts until the end of the encounter. While within the zone, your allies gain +1 bonus to attack rolls. Ooh. So storm spike, or you could just put a buff on the field, or you could turn into a predator animal and get involved in the hand-to-hand combat.
So you could use storm spike.
Yeah, okay, we'll use storm spike then.
Oh, geez. What's his reflex actually? Oh, it's not enough.
What?
It's not enough. You got 8 versus his reflex.
Well, it doesn't say 8 there.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, okay. So we had the previous one on there.
All right.
Jesus Christ, this guy's like a fucking ninja.
The dice are not in your favor at the moment. Milo.
I'm going to
So this orc is puffing up his chest and getting very boastful now, and he's enjoying the fight.
Dual strike him.
I'll dual strike him with my sword. Just do with my bow, like point blank range. Blow his head off.
The character sheets keep hiding from me. Milo, get over here. Get over here. Okay, this one I can just roll.
Nope.
First one misses. Come on, dice. There we go. That's what you want. Okay, that hits him. So it's the same threshold with him. AC of 17. You need higher than 17 to get him.
Right.
So is it 17 and higher, or then 18 and higher?
You want basically 18 and higher.
Okay.
That deals 9 to him.
Thank God we did some damage.
Hooray!
Okay. What else have you got? Just having a look. Yeah, feel free to look through your abilities if there's anything else.
I don't.
You may have an item that could be useful, but then again, you are in an orc base, so that one in particular, probably not the best. I was just looking at the water elemental.
yeah. I mean...
And then you got to hope that it doesn't become evil.
Just trying to think about... what? Clicked on inventory and it went to stats, and I'm like,
oh, that's because I'm flicking through it as well. Okay. I'll leave you to look through yours.
Oh, I see.
I'm trying to be helpful.
yeah. Birthday badge. So put the birthday badge on it.
Okay.
I could set fire to candles and put them in his eyes.
That'd be another tat.
It was more of a joke. I don't really think I could
do there's that. One thing you haven't been doing, Milo, is using your hunter's quarry to mark him.
Oh shit, yeah, I forgot about that. Well, I'm gonna have to do this. Right, so let me just ask you this. If I move, say, to this position,
he will get an opportunity attack on you.
But then would Lee be
No, he wouldn't actually. Because, yeah, it's the square radius, so you're going to the diagonal, you're still in hand-to-hand combat, and then you're just stepping one out, so, yeah, you're fine.
What if Lee then moved behind me there? Could he move behind me, basically?
He could move beside you. If he went to move behind you, then the orc could attack him. Because that's 2 squares. So if you're in a hand-to-hand, they would move away safely, would be to leave 1 square out. If you were to move, then the orc gets an opportunity attack.
They'd have to move in front of me.
Yeah.
So you'd have to go there, right. Okay.
So Wivley's go now. He's disengaging, I guess.
Well, yeah, I was going to get him to go here. Yeah.
Yep. You need to pick up his sword.
And picks up his sword.
Oh yeah.
And then I guess he's still got an attack, hasn't he?
Yep.
Do you want him to use a crossbow?
You can do, you can try.
Yeah, it's getting to use his crossbow on the chap.
Crossbow coming in. Come on. Oh, nope. Teased with that 20. It's not enough.
The arrow just pings
into his armor, and the orc just snaps it out, throws it on the floor, and kind of just snorts at him.
Ugh.
Lovely.
What an a-hole. Right.
Hey. As he prepares, his axe attack at you, Milo. Or his, axe attack, great axe that he's using.
Milo's just like, all right, douche.
Mm-hmm.
22. It hits. But with the max damage again, for heaven's sake, 15. Gosh, this orc he's a powerhouse.
I'm assuming that we're going to die.
Yeah, I have a feeling we're going
to die. So yeah, if when you beat him, you want to be very stealthy. In case you come across any other orcs. Okay.
I'm
going to
just...
Is that the best you can do?
Apparently
I'm just going to step forward so I'm not in the line of you guys.
Yeah. So there.
Yeah. And then I will do a storm strike again then.
Okay, come on. Come on, high rolls. What is with these? Although 11 though for his reflex, this is different. It's not enough. Not enough. Dodging out of the way.
This is fucking impossible.
The dice rolls are against you.
How have we got like the Black Panther of orcs? Mm. It's just like, jeez. Right, I mean. What's my health again? It's like...
Well, you've had 15 damage, so you need a heal surge.
Yeah, you're at 21 at the moment. Lee's at 6.
Oh, so you're not too bad.
I'll save...
Giggles is at full health at 36.
I'll save my thing and then just do a dual strike.
Yeah. Turn over.
Okay. Are you wanting to mark him?
Mark him and then do a dual strike.
There you go. It's all right. That was your minor action. Use a minor action to mark the closest enemy. Once per round, you deal 1d8 extra damage to the marked enemy until it's dead or you change targets. Okay.
Can't believe I nearly forgot that. We just spoke about it.
Oh my God. Come on!
First one just critical miss.
Versus AC. It wasn't a critical miss, but
close enough.
Come on! Oh my God! What is going on?
Apparently, this guy is not actually real. He's just a hologram.
These dice rolls. Okay, are you leaving
what
it there?
Going, like, roll, if anyone is listening from Roll 20, like, you guys are dicks. Like, this is just like
these are the numbers worst. that you've been getting. If I roll back up to, I don't know, go about here. So hand crossbow 11, then hand crossbow 13. So you're needing a 17 with the AC. Then it's longbow 7. That was when you finally did a decent one. I think that was against the goblin. Then his warlord's in counter attack, critical fail. Then storm spike 8, twin strike 11, twin strike 18. This is when you actually got in for 9. And crossbow 16, which was two below because you need the 18 and higher. Then Storm Spike 11 against Reflex. Not quite enough. It's not as high as the AC. You were close. Twin strike, six, then nine. It's like, come on.
It's just...
The orc now is kind of hopping from side to side like like a boxer. He's shifting his feet across the floor and skipping around like a boxer.
Right.
Lee.
Lee's going to use a healing surge.
Yeah.
Because, I mean...
And I mean, I think he needs to do a shout as well.
Yeah, he has to do a shout. we basically just need him to do something that increases accuracy or makes the enemy just die instantly.
Yeah.
Those ones he has to be hitting the enemy with his greatsword.
Well, let's have a look. Lead the attack. No, that's not one. Shake it off is make saving throw the bonus equal to Lee's character modifier. This is for use when the arrow is poisoned, dazed, or charmed, etc. Yeah. I mean, I reckon we just have to crossbow it. Because.
Okay, do you want to move him into a better position?
Because I'm in the way.
Yeah, you're all kind of bundled together at the moment.
Could he move here?
Like, I'd say I'd have to go one forward to not hit Tanya.
Okay.
All right.
Right, so he's sort of... They're squashed in together, and he just...
tries to coming shoot. In. Come
I mean,
on.
Look. It's not going to hit anyway.
Yeah. Jesus. With a 12.
That's the spirit, Dan. That's really the good spirit to have. Just be like, oh, let's just give up.
Yeah,
all right, yeah, let's just, like, just go, I'll just chop our heads off.
Let's just lie down.
Come on, be at least, come at least, like, just because the going gets tough, like, this is where true heroism comes in. It's not just, like, we're not going to flop down like fishes. We're going to kill this motherfucker who apparently is unable to be hit. But we're going to kill him.
Okay.
Come on, York. Positive energy.
Oh, what's your AC, Milo? 17 just hits with a 6.
Oh, motherfucker, yeah. I mean, at least you're not getting hit.
You're down to 15.
Right. Well, I've marked him now, so I'm going to fucking...
Giggles.
Storm strike his ass.
Alrighty. Finally, that's enough.
Hooray. But I only did 5.
5 to him. Still, it's damage.
I like the fact that the last time we had amazing rolls.
I know, like constant, really high rolls.
And this is just, now it's just like, it's like, yes. Roll 20 is like, now we'll fuck you over.
Yeah, exactly.
Balancing it out. Okay. Anything else?
Yeah.
I will allow you to use one of your healing surges to heal someone.
Oh, okay. I'll give Lee another healing surge then.
Okay. Roll for your heal, see. Okay. It's a good one as well. With a 17 for your heal stat, I will throw in some extra HP.
Just so Lee doesn't die.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's bringing him up to 25 now.
Oh my god, this.
Okay, this is like a boss fight in itself.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna come against a real boss and just kill him instantly.
Go on, Milo, get some high rolls.
Yeah, I'm gonna use.
You got some other stuff as well. Split the tree, evasive strike.
Oh, evasive strike might be good, so then I can get away.
What's that one? targets one creature. You can then shift a number of squares equal to 1 plus your wisdom modifier either before or after the attack. So that allows you to shift around the enemy to a better position, I guess. Strength versus AC with 2 melee fighting, using strength modifier for damage. Dex versus AC with a bow. Okay, so it depends what you're using with. So you can actually use your bow with that one. Interesting. Strength mod already applied. Okay. Remember to minus if using your dex instead. Okay. So there's the evasive strike, if you wish to do that. Or your twin strike. Or hit and run. Or split the tree. What does split the tree do? This targets two creatures within 3 squares of each other. So I guess it would just be the one then. Trigger this attack twice and take the highest result. So okay, so it's with advantage. Apply this to both targets. I guess that would just be the one target. I'd say if it targets two people, then if there's only one, then you're doing two on that one.
I'll do that.
Split in the tree. I'll tick it to say that it's used. Okay.
Come basically, on. I'm aiming for his knob and his head.
And it's with advantage as well. Jesus.
Fucking that would have been great as well.
No, I'm allowing that first one because these low rolls are getting ridiculous now. I'm allowing that first one. Jesus. Okay. So, fucking hell. Okay, so with advantage, that's 23. And you're doing double the amount, so that's 46. He's dead. Describe how he dies.
Right.
So these dice rolls are stupid. What's going on?
So literally, as he becomes jelly, he just dodges everything. And eventually, just like, fuck it. And then just a sword I was using or a bow and arrow?
It was your sword.
Yeah. So he just died. He just died spinning, screaming, split the tree. And he went through the orc. And the orc was there just like, ha-ha! You missed. But then Milo just went, fuck it, and just started smashing him until he was a puddle of orc piss. And then Milo snorted him and then blew him out of his nose again into the wall. Or into the torch, so he burnt to death. And he was like, there, have that, you fucking weird godlike creature.
So yeah, for the listeners at home, what was happening is he then got again a 2 low rolls of 11 and a 9, and you guys are getting bonuses to your rolls. So it's not as if that's just a flat 11 on your roll or a flat 9. You're rolling a different number, and then it's calculating your bonuses to make that total. So these consistent low rolls were getting a little bit unfair. Normally I allow like intense battles, but that was ridiculous for one orc. So I was like, no, DM, I'm gonna step in here. Stop it, orc, you're not meant to be a boss.
You are now.
But you're just a guy, so stop it.
He's just a regular guy that apparently it's like that movie Free Guy.
Somehow hacked Roll 20. Yeah.
Jeez, Roll 20, come on, man.
My God, I never thought that orc would die. He could have been like the Superman of orcs. He was like proper strong and nimble and cool and. Wow, I wish the story was about that orc man than these guys. It's just because I'm a bitter old man, and I'm still angry about Blumbo. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to check out next week for more Big Timmy's House Whatever Show. And also don't forget to check out JazzChicken87 on Twitch.tv. Maybe you'll just learn something about playing video games and having fun. And being so, so sweet and lovely. Well, that's all we got time for this week. Get out of my house. Go on, scram, little boys and girls. Scram before I call the police and they resurrect that orc and that orc comes and beats you up. They managed to bandage him together somehow and glue him back into place, and he just starts beating on your face. We're back!